Hello and welcome back to OT Talk with Mr. T, Season 4, the show where we talk how to live occupationally with ideas for functional and independent life. And this season, again, we're focusing on ideas from my own personal life, how to make your life a little more independent, a little more functional from using the ideas through the lens of occupational therapy from personal ideas and examples from me as an occupational therapist. Last time we began talking about your summer, how it was for you, how it was for us, and just talking about what we did to help us get through the summer, to help us have an enjoyable summer, even under crazy conditions. I wanted to continue talking about how our summer was, some other ideas we used in order to make it through the summer, to have an enjoyable summer, and different items and toys and the like that we use for our sons and our daughter in order for it to be a fun experience in some senses of the word and in some aspects. So one of the wonderful things that we figured out this summer was the idea of water guns. I always loved water guns growing up. I found them very fun, very interesting, very exciting, especially in camp, in day camp, and then sleepaway camp for when I was growing up, and for them, even for my little kids, even for our little boys who are 5 and 3, not really the girls so much, she doesn't like the water gun so much, but definitely the boys liked it, and we found two different types. We found the handheld ones, which I thought were fantastic. They're like the little Super Soaker handheld water guns that are refillable, of course, and then there's also the knockoff version was like the Super Soaker one, but this one, every time you pump it, you go out and in, it shoots out the water and gets you a little wet. And we had the little pools, the little water pools that we bought last year, even before COVID, that are fillable with the air, and those also would be able to use as a base for the water itself. Instead of having the kids have to go back and forth, they could fill it up in a pool with using the hose. We started off with a rubber hose, but that got too many kinks and too easily broken with the grass and the whatever and the rocks and the pebbles. So we switched over to a hose that is metallic. It is stainless steel. And we attach to a nozzle that has like 10 different functions, spray and shoot and far-reaching, things like that. But we also had a water table, and it was a really wonderful thing to have a water table. And we've seen it around, and thanks to family for pitching in for that also. They really liked the water table in the beginning, but as everything else, they like to trash things. So they ended up just using the base of the water table mostly, and the pieces, the wonderful pieces that come with it, weren't so interested in it. They move it around and this and that, but that also was a way for them to fill up the guns using that. So the water guns were a really cool thing to use too. And then there was the cozy coops. My wife is part of a lot of these different groups, Facebook groups, and she saw a posting, and it brings me back to myself growing up, and especially in day camp, and you see all these different colonies and different places people go upstate or around the country or within camp itself, that you see little kids using these cozy coops. The Little Tykes and the Step 2 are the two major brands we heavily invest in, you could say, that we heavily like to use, especially for kids' products, and they also both make this cozy coop. It's the reminds me of the Flintstones when Fred and Wilma and Barney and whatever her name, they're all in the car, and it's foot-powered, and you have to do manually. So our kids and kids in general, they have these cozy coops where one side the door swings open. It's like a big plastic car. It's good for ages 3, 4, 5, hopefully a little longer. And they sit in it and then they move it around. It's foot powered. It's manual. It's good to get the feet moving. Good to get the foot exercising. And it's just so much fun. So we saw the steel. My wife saw the steel where each cozy coop usually costs maybe $40, $50. And there actually was someone giving away 3 of them that they power washed for $50 or so around here in New York and Long Island. And we went to get it. We got 3 of them for the price of 1. And now each kid can have their own cozy coop, and we keep it in the garage. They're just so cute. They're so fun. Just a nice little product also. And then we found an Amazon for my little one, for the girl, our girl, the pushable car. It's like a little blue car. They make different colors. Ours has a visor attached, and it has a pole for you to push forward and back. Unfortunately, it doesn't go side to side, which is annoying. I like the ones that could actually turn. In retrospect, that would have been a little better, but hers goes back and forth. So we have the cozy coops, and we have that. And then especially when we could have shade in the back, whether it's under the canopy, which we'll talk about in a second, or under the umbrellas, we'll also talk about that they could drive around the driveway or around the backyard. In retrospect, it's really nice that thank God, with the help of family and different items, we were able to do the driveway and able to do the kitchen over this past year. And it was really nice that the idea was put into our mind, thanks to God and whatnot, to be able to do so, because pre-COVID, these were two very crucial aspects of a house that we really needed. And during COVID, we probably wouldn't have felt so comfortable doing it. We wouldn't have maybe gotten around to it or anything. So at least the driveway, thank God, is beautiful, and the kitchen is beautiful, and different aspects, different things we thought to do before COVID came. And this way, we had the backyard, had aspects of the house were much more functional to be able to use during COVID itself and now. So they have all that space in the driveway to move to drive the coupes around, and to drive the baby's car around, and to play, and to have the space to run around. We also have the little tight hoop. We used to have a really big hoop, but it got fucked over the years, and it sagged more and more every year. Eventually came to the point that it doesn't even stand up. It had a major hole in it, a major crack, so water couldn't even stay in that basketball hoop. So instead we got the little tight hoop, this adorable basketball hoop that's good for ages who knows what, but it goes to a certain size. So that one we keep up with like a cement brick, trying to keep it upright. And there are little walls that come with it. The kids also like that too. Just different little ideas in our own backyard, in our own house, that kids can use in order to be more functional, independent existence, in order for them to have fun in our own house. Again, we didn't send them to camp. We made our own version of Mommy Abba Camp, Mommy Daddy Camp, in our own backyard, in our own house, using all the money that we would have sent to camp, using on them as well. And again, we talked about how we got the swing set thanks to the help of family also, which really was very crucial, very key. It has a playhouse on one side, the top and the bottom playhouse, with the little three steps to get up. And the other side, it has two swings, and it allowed them to feel like they have their own mini playground in their own backyard, which is so nice. And that's a wonderful thing also, I find, when you switch off swinging this one, then that one, then this one, then that one, it keeps it balanced, because if you swing them both at the same time, it's too much momentum for the swing. And this way, if you switch off, it's a little better also. Just a side note, there's also a ramp in a car. See, this all over, whether upstate or not, or here, where there's a piece that attaches to a piece, and some of them have another piece that attach, and then there's a section where this like makeshift car goes, and you push the car and it goes down the ramp. And if you have a hill, it's even better. We got the one that only has like a little dip, but some has a dip and then a dip. I myself hate building things, but I built the car that goes to it. And also the girl's car, the baby's car, the blue car that we push, I also built that, even though I hate building things. But if I could do it, that means you could do it. Anyone can do it. So that was another cool idea to keep the kids engaged and keep them fun. So we use the pool, we use the hose and the water table. You could use it as a sand table or a sensory table. Again, little tykes and step to make amazing, wonderful items and wonderful ideas for them to use. And the pool itself also was really nice, and different bathing suits and the like, the kids can like, they can help you choose out that they wanted for themselves, that they were able to use in the backyard itself. There was also the bikes and the scooter. So the little ones with the training wheels, we have a little bike. I mean, we have a few ones. There's a little one from like the radio flyer they make. That was my son, my oldest had, but he graduated, quote unquote, to the next one with training wheels. We're hoping to switch him over soon in the future, hopefully this year or coming up, to one without training wheels. And then there's also the scooters. And again, family helped us getting a nice blue one that he pushes off with his foot. And then there's a different one for his brother, a little one also from Radio Flyer. They make very cute products. They push off with their foot. I always love bike riding and scooter using, but they use that for the kids. So those are also good things. And just in general, besides those things, there were also some house projects. I'm not handy, but different house projects I did, like putting in makeshift shades, that are able to be pressed in that are self-stick. Like the outdoor lights, we put an outdoor light and an outdoor address sign. And a picture collage, we did a photo shoot, a socially distanced photo shoot through my middle son's school before school ended, before we started again. And then there was a door sign and ottoman. We got a storage ottoman. Just different things, different ideas to keep ourselves busy. It's always good to do things to make your life more functional, more independent. Different products can help. Different projects can help. Even me, who is the least handy person on earth, there are different things to do. So we just wanted to bring back this season talking a little bit about how our summer was, or hope your summer was amazing. Next time, let's talk a little bit about what I do, what we do for kids to help out in the kitchen. We've talked about it throughout the years, but just wanted to review it and talk a little bit about how they can help even at a young age here on OT Talk with Mr. T. And I'm your host, Mr. T.